These days, we often communicate in 140 characters, generally caught up with small whims and fancies. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill ponders the aphorism in this abbreviated age.
I have never given aphorisms a thought. I read recently an essay by Sara Manguso called, In Short, 36 Ways of Looking at the Aphorism. I learned a lot about aphorisms. Manguso regards the ancient Greek physician Hippocrates as the godfather of the aphorism. Many will be familiar with some of his famous aphorisms, the most famous being, First, do no harm. When it came to office visits, however, Hippocrates was more verbose and told patients more than they really needed to know. He wrote, In disorders of the bowels and vomiting, occurring spontaneously, if the matters purged be such as ought to be purged, they do good and are well borne, but if not, the contrary. This was a time long before third-party insurers strictly limited the time of office visits. Mancuso characterized the aphorism as small, suggesting that in many walks of life, even outside of literature and language, we're obsessed with size. More and bigger are always better. Small in today's cultural climate is dismissed as insignificant. We see it in McMansions that seem more of a monument than a home. Like skyscrapers, they dwarf older houses standing nearby. On the eastern shore, the second home, even for the affluent, was once a modest, small cottage snuggled in among large trees near the edge of a creek. Emerging McMansions have altered the landscape. The SUV is as ubiquitous to the streets and roads of the eastern shore as blue crabs are to the bay. Small is passé. The days of the Volkswagen Bug, the Citroen, and the MG are over, except for aging romantics who, at great expense, keep a few on the road. There are some Mini Coopers and smart cars, but their numbers are comparatively few. Small cars have been supplanted by monstrous SUVs. They're trucks, really, but owners are too ashamed to tell it like it is, to use a popular aphorism, and call them trucks, as they should. Motor vehicle administrations are complicit in this charade. The point, there is denial here. I suspect even guilt for those with voracious appetites for driving these huge behemoths. I read once in the Baltimore Sun that a man bought a Hummer so that he would be invulnerable on the road. What about the cars that he crashes into? No hint of conscience or social responsibility here. No, small is good. But back to aphorisms. Their pithy nature can pack a wallop with an economy of words. For aging people like myself, an aphorism is short and small enough to make its point, well, easy to remember. Recalling large numbers of words taxes my memory, and it muddles my mind. How does the aphorism stack up to, say, modern Twitter, which is also small? It doesn't have to. It's a different animal. There is brevity, and there is brevity. Brevity, Miss Mancuso tells us, isn't the soul of witlessness. Shallowness is. She also writes about Twitter, calling it the collective brain lint of the Internet. That's an aphorism, I think. When I read her assessment of Twitter, I feel vindicated. I couldn't tweet, quote, if my life depended on it, unquote, to quote an old aphorism. George Merrill on the shore.